Good Sunday evening, all. It is Daylight Savers time. Well, okay, let me share with you all a few more paragraphs from the publication, my publication here. This is specifically a personal note. So it consists of several paragraphs that I will read to you all. And this is before getting to chapter one. So here's a personal note. I'll begin with this scripture. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. And this is from Matthew 7th chapter, 7th verse. This book is 10 years in the making because it was God's intention through guidance to allow experiences and circumstances that enabled me to grow spiritually, thus strengthening my faith. I ask my readers to please keep in mind that my words are intended to express love, knowledge, and truth. I know that you have heard these words before, love, knowledge, and truth. But this book is not one of many reproductions. It is not a self-help book, just as I am not a life coach, psychologist, or psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, and in humbleness, my academic background includes a bachelor's in business management, an MBA in human resource management, and a few doctoral courses in theory and leadership. To begin, I have had an affirmation from our God to follow and uphold His word while honoring and cherishing His salvation for our sinful souls through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, we were all born in sin, but we can obtain our Lord and Savior's respect by trying to be like Him as best we can. Let me emphasize off. This is a side note here. As I stated, be like Him as best we can, because we will never come anywhere close to the perfection of our Lord and Savior. Okay, I'll continue reading. I will define how you will find the utmost joy by being obedient to our Heavenly Father. So, my brothers and sisters of all ages, religious affiliations, cultures, creeds, and nationalities, let me begin by telling you about a personal spiritual breakthrough I have experienced. I sent the story of the first one to my church in February 2012, as they had asked for testimonies from new members. The second one I forwarded to my employer's chaplain after a prayer breakfast in April 2012, when the Holy Spirit arose within me. To my church, February 2012. Here is what I wrote. Since joining the congregation, I have indeed experienced my calling to Jesus Christ, our Lord Savior, and can attest to the bountiful love our God has for His children. Through the Holy Spirit, I have changed in my talk. Appreciating God's love for His children through Jesus Christ has enabled me to have a change in my walk and overall life. This is my testimony that God is real. I thank Him each and every day, and I place Him first in my life in everything that I do. That magnificent story about my employer's chaplain. Note, I changed this book from a mystery crime novel that began in 2003 to one on spirituality in 2011. Amazingly, the title remains the same and truly reflects God's spiritual blessings that are working in my life through this writing endeavor that is for His people. Good morning, Chaplain. I've had my calling and am a saved child of God through Jesus Christ. I introduced myself this morning and shared the story of an affirmation to continue my book on spirituality as I was on the shuttle to work this morning. Alas, as I turned on my computer, the email reminder about the prayer breakfast was the first thing that I had received in my inbox. In addition, your message this morning about the fire within has encouraged me to continue my book. If you don't mind, Once I have completed the book, I would like to provide you with a copy. Have a blessed day and thanks again. I wrote this note to the chaplain. Mind you, I retired from a military organization and he was a chaplain. And so I sent that note to him. And on a side note, as I'm still speaking right now to you guys, I did send him a copy of the book once I completed it. Okay, let me return back to the reading. So you see, from my above testimonies, with more to come in the following chapters, I am called to assist in proclaiming man's spirituality. I came to the revelations and breakthroughs explained in this book largely out of my concerns for people-related issues, and human approaches to life. However, most importantly, they bring awareness about the love our God has for all disappointments. For all disappointments our God has with man and our fear of his wrath. My calling is to assist in guiding man back to the basics and the beginnings of God's intentions for mankind. Man is not who and what he believes he is. Man is much more powerful in this earthly journey than he can comprehend. I say comprehend since this needs to be explained to many, believers and non-believers alike. Please note that I am not proclaiming to be, as some may say, holier than thou. That is the furthest from the truth. I walk among you no better than any man, and I do not pass judgment, as that is God's work. I have been chosen to spread this knowledge for transparency and love among all, and for the enrichment of lives, even if the message is spread one person at a time. You may be tempted to skim through the recordings, or better yet, to go to the end of the episode to gather what I'm speaking about. However, the words in this podcast will benefit you most if you listen to them in order. This is very important, but if you must satisfy your urge to skip episodes out of curiosity, do so at your leisure. However, please return to where you have left off and absorb each and every word that I speak. Thank you for doing this. You will find the book's order most beneficial in growing and learning and in the development of your spirituality. Now, I'll close the book and I'll share some other things with you all really quickly. So you see, even in my professional life, I had a calling to help people. Ultimately, with an MBA in human resource management. So, this stemmed from an early career in equal employment opportunity where it all began. And the human approach and people-related issues in the workplace. That's where it all began for me, in the workplace. Therefore, I was always interested in helping people, even in its professional workplace setting. I started my early career for the betterment of, I guess, for the people in occupation, so that there was fairness, there was equality in areas of race, religion, color, age, pretty much Title VII. Well, it is within Title VII, Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. I started my professional career in the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. So there you have it. This is where it all began. In the workplace, I wanted to do something to help others, and my knowledge, skills, and abilities were leaned toward that in my professional life as well. So, there we have it. That is what I wanted to share with you all, and on this Sunday evening, and it is 6:38, and it is so dark now because of daylight savings time. Okay, so I will come back with you all another day. Hopefully, daylight. But anyway, I get to you all. I'm so happy to just share in this. So I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed Sunday evening.